Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Love Lighthouse, the show that brings you positivity and really helps infuse your life with some powerful tools to help us all get through this crazy thing called life, right? So today I want to talk about bringing on the chi, opening up the floodgates on chi. What is that? What is chi? Well, chi is positive energy flow. It's life force, vital life force energy. And when we can learn about this very important component to life, we can have a fabulous life, because really that's what it's about. We get this blocked chi in certain areas of our life, and it's really a big part of playing the game of life. So let's go there. I think it helps so much to think of life as a game. A big part of the game is to manage your emotions and creations. You create your life based on your thoughts and your emotions. We all do. And the difference between having a fabulous life and a miserable one is really merely what we're paying attention to, what we are focusing on, what we're giving our energy to. I was talking to someone earlier today, one of my clients, and she was expressing how she was so frustrated with someone in her life who you can tell has a lot of mental issues, right? And I'm like, well, has she ever, like, have things changed with her, or was she like this before? And she goes, no, she's always been like this. And I'm like, well, why are you giving it so much attention, so much energy? Like, your vital life force energy is just flowing out of you and you're letting it go to someone else who has mental problems, has a mental condition that you don't have any power or control over. And the more you give her that energy, that focus, the more miserable you're going to be, right? Many of you can relate to this. We all do it. I've done it before, and I catch myself doing it sometimes, and I have to pull back my energy. And pulling back your energy is taking back your power and going, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to give you all my energy, and I'm going to take it back, and I'm going to focus on what I can create, what I can control in my life. So, you know, if you're focused on all the chaos happening out in the world, then you're inviting that into your own personal life. On the other hand, if you are giving your energy to things that make your heart happy, that you want to create in your life, that you are excited about, things you're grateful for, then your life will also reflect that. It seems really easy. It seems like, you know, okay, is it really that simple? It's simple, but it is not easy. If it were easy, then everyone would have a fabulous life because they would all be doing these things. But it really is that simple, that when we focus on things, it's kind of like, you know, you often hear like this analogy where you tell people to not focus on something, like don't focus on a pink Corvette. Well, the first thing that comes in your mind is a pink Corvette. So you can't focus on things going on in the world, the chaos happening out there, without bringing it into your own life. And so in this episode, I'm going to give you several ways to increase the chi, that positive energy flow into your life. There's many, many ways. And it goes from your own body all the way out to your space, that physical space that you live in. I studied feng shui for many years. In fact, I still study feng shui. I'm a lifelong student of it. But at the end of the day, your life is made up of either you've got a kink in your hose, you've got that blocked chi, or things are going well, then you're in the flow, right? So it's time to open up the floodgates, make it rain on abundance of all of your dreams. So let's go. Okay. Chi, it's also called ki. We're going to talk about it's believed in Taoism and other Chinese traditions that it's thought to be the inherent thread of vital force energy of all things. The circulation of qi and a balance of its negative and positive forms in the body are held to be essential to good health. That's the definition of it I just read. So I think about, you know, when I like to talk about life as a game, I like to think about that show. It's called American Ninja Warriors. Have you ever watched it? There are these crazy obstacle courses that it takes like mad focus for these athletes. It's so amazing the things that they can do, but they got to totally be on point with their focus on where they're going. And if they start to get afraid or confused, or they start to look down or pay attention to all of the things coming at them, then they're going to fall in the water or down below. And they're wiped out of the game. They're out, right? So I like to think of life like that, where if we are focused like that American ninja on where we're going, what we want, of course, it's normal to see other things in life, you know, every once in a while to like get a pulse on what's going on out in the world, or have a story come up in front of you by someone telling you what's happening in the world. But it's for you to manage. You've got to be the master of your own emotions. Because if you're not going to do it, no one's going to do it for you. No one can do it for you. So you must become really good at paying attention to how you feel, paying attention to where your thoughts have been. If you're driving down the road and you start thinking these gnarly thoughts, then you got to pull back and go, oh my gosh, I've been really, really focused on a lot of things in my life that are not honoring me, or that are making me feel heavy or overwhelmed or afraid about the world I'm living in. And you've got to become aware that you're creating things you don't want to create. So pull back your energy and open up the floodgates on your chi, and really finding where you can course correct. Really, this game of life is anytime we have a problem in life, whether it's a physical health issue or a relationship issue, or we have financial problems or anything in our life, it is diagnosing where is that blocked chi, that stagnant energy. Where do I have a block? I call it many times a kink in the hose. You know, if you think about things going in the flow, going good, then it's like, okay, you've got that hose, is that water is going through that hose. And at the end of that hose, you've got an abundance of water coming out of it. But if, you know, you pick up that hose and you tie a knot in it, or you kink it, then you've got a problem all of a sudden. So really, life is just paying attention and diagnosing where is the blocked chi, that blocked vital force energy. So I'm going to give you 10 ways to increase your chi in your life. I got to start with the number one, which is my very favorite and definitely very, very effective. And that is acupuncture. I've learned a lot about chi from my Chinese medicine doctor. He's a brilliant man when it comes to health. Side note, if you're going to a doctor who does not ask you what you're eating and drinking and doesn't give you snippets of health and teach you, because you're going to him or her to teach you about your health. And if they are not teaching you fundamental nuggets of health when you enter their space, then, and they're not asking you questions about what you're putting into your body and different symptoms and really trying to get into the nitty gritty of your health. If they're just, you know, skimming the top and like getting you in and out of their office as soon as possible, then move on to a new doctor. Anyways, my doctor, he's amazing. And I go to him for acupuncture. Every time I walk out of his office, I feel like I've learned some substantial information about health, but he's taught me, and this is the whole point to acupuncture. I find it fascinating. Don't you find it fascinating that you can put these little tiny needles? They're literally the size of a hair follicle, the needles. You can put those in certain pressure points within your body, in the meridians of your body, and your health problems go away. Your pain dissipates. I'm not saying it happens for everybody all the time with everything they have going on, but I am a true believer in acupuncture. It works. It's helped me for many years, and I feel different after I get it. And what is the science behind it? Well, it's opening up those airways. Like my doctor says, he says that, you know, when you look at like a pond, okay, stagnant water, not good. That's blocked chi. If you see moving water, that's good. That's healthy water. And so you've got your energy in your body. And when you put those needles, those little needles in those specific points within your body, it opens up the airways of the chi being able to move. And now you've got your energy is moving now. So like a clean water, a clean river, you know how you look at that water and you're like, that's so clean, I could drink it because it's, you can see right through it. But if you see a pond where the water's so murky and it's stagnant and it isn't moving, it's just blocked, it's sitting there, then it's icky, right? So that's the thought behind the science behind acupuncture is it opens up that channel of chi and brings that chi into your body and gets things moving. Very effective, very beautiful. But that's my favorite right out the gate, okay? There's so many ways. I mean, there's hundreds, probably thousands of ways to open up your chi and bring chi into your life, that positive energy. But we're going to talk about some big hitters today. And so number one, acupuncture. Number two, wear bright colors. Okay. I should have been wearing a bright color for this segment. One of my favorite colors is black. I just love the simplicity of it, but wearing bright colors and that, you know, bringing in that sunshine. And so it's a really good way to also do some energy work on yourself. So we have the seven main chakra areas of our body. Those are energetic points. And you have different colors that are connected to each of those points. And so, you know, the top, the roof of our head is either white or purple. So you could wear purple, open up that crown chakra. You've got several different areas. And you can wear those bright colors to bring that chi into your life, okay? Eat a rainbow of colors. This is another one. Eating a variety of colors that also is bringing in chi into your life and bringing positive energy flow, getting things moving within your chakras and your energetic points. Deep breaths, okay? I want you to notice, in fact, I would love for you to do this right here, right now with me. And I want you to notice how you feel before, okay? So take note on how your body feels right now. Maybe it feels rushed or like tired. Maybe you feel like you've been, you know, in chaos or just on the go, okay? And then I want you to just take a moment and I want you to breathe deeply as much, like bringing in as much air as you can through your nose, all the way down into your belly. Bring it all the way down into your belly. So, and then let it go. As you breathe out, I want you to feel that stress just leaving your body. Okay. Do it again. You're breathing in that fresh oxygen, breathing that in and breathing out that stagnant energy that you've been like, ugh. Sometimes we get blocked chi because we hold our breath. Okay. So we breathe in, breathe out, let go. And I want you to notice after about 5 deep cleansing breaths, the difference in your body. I just did 3 and I feel a difference. Feels so good. So good. You just feel it. Leave your shoulders, your chest, but deep breaths brings in that chi, breathes out that blocked chi. Okay. Walking outdoors. This is a really good one. Walking outside. I can hardly ever walk indoors anymore. Like if I get to choose whether I'm going to the treadmill at the gym with a TV blaring in my face or whether I'm walking outside, if the weather is good enough, doesn't have to be beautiful. Like I will choose to walk outside any day. If it's not like freezing outside, it has to be like really cold for me to want to walk inside with TV at the gym blaring in my face. But walking outdoors and just observing, you know, even having your headphones off. I like to, you know, sometimes listen to my headphones, listen to podcasts and that while I'm bebopping around on my walks. But I also like to have those moments where I call them mindfulness walks, where you aren't listening to anything other than the birds chirping and the kids playing in, you know, the yard and cars driving by, or just, you're just observing and listening to your surroundings and you're seeing the ladybug on the sidewalk and you're seeing those things around you as opposed to putting headphones on and just, you know, zoning out. So walking outdoors is a great way to bring chi into your life. Okay. Oh my goodness. This next one is probably, I mean, I would say it's got to be one of the number one, and that is laughter. Laughter. Notice how you feel when you are around people that just make you laugh. Isn't that the best feeling? Afterwards, you're just like, man, I had so much fun with them. Even if you didn't even go anywhere, you didn't pay anything, you were just in company with people that made you laugh, or you watched a good show that made you laugh, or anytime you can have some laughter in your life, really, really brings that positive, vital force energy into your life. So opens up that chi, right? Meditation. Okay. Here's the thing with meditation. If you haven't done it, what are you waiting for? You got to just give in and do it. Okay. This is something I dragged my feet on for so long. I am an entrepreneur. I love business. I love setting goals. I love moving forward. I'm a mover and a shaker. I love to go, where are we going? What are we doing? Let's go. I love that about life. But okay, I kept hearing about meditation and how important it was. And I had read books and listened to podcasts and done all of these things. It was something that it was like, okay, I'm giving in, I'm going to try it. So I started stepping into the world of meditation and I can't even tell you the change it made in my life. Once you get in the groove of meditation, you will find that you crave it. And if, you know, a couple to few days go by, once it becomes part of your life and it becomes part of your practice, it will be so intoxicating that you will notice if you skip a couple days or a few days and you'd be like, oh yes, I need to meditate. You start to crave it. Why? Well, because it's the time when you are awake, you're aware, and you close your eyes and you shut off all distractions and you really connect to that oneness within you that we all have. And it reminds you the truth of who you are on such a level that it makes all of the stuff happening out in the world seem so much less of a deal, so much less serious, pull you out of the seriousness of life. And it really helps you be a deliberate creator. So if you haven't done it yet, do it. Okay. And I'll just tell you a really, really, really simple meditation that you can do. Anyone can do it. You just simply close your eyes and you breathe in. And as you breathe in, you think of mantra to yourself, I am love. And you breathe out, I am peace. You just repeat that to yourself. You can do it for 5 minutes. Start with a very, very simple 5-minute meditation. I took one of my clients through this a week ago and it hit him. Like afterwards, after he opened his eyes, after 5 minutes of me guiding him through this simple meditation where he just repeated, I am love, I am peace, as he breathed in and out. And then after the 5 minutes, he opened his eyes and he just, you know, he had tears in his eyes because he was like, wow, that was really powerful. I've never meditated in my life. And I had no idea. I talk about how meditation is the sister and brother to prayer. So they're brother and sister to me. They're, you know, prayer is speaking to the divine, meditation is listening. And I cannot tell you how many messages, profound messages I have gotten because I took the time to close my eyes, connect with the divine, and the messages, the floodgates just open up. And you get such profound chi flowing in and out of you. It's like that connection, plugging into that chi, right? So visit with good company. Okay. This is another one that goes in hand with the laughter, but even just having, you know, a great conversation with a friend, having coffee with somebody you love and connecting and having good company. That is a really great way to bring in some positive energy into your life. Doing your favorite activities. Of course, this one is a good one. So, you know, going golfing or bowling or skiing, snowboarding outdoors, whatever it is, hiking, doing your favorite activities that just bring you in that space of alignment of yes, right now, all is well. And it really helps just hit reset and bring in that positive energy. So here's one that I love to do. This is to bring it into your space. And I've done this for many years, but I open up my front door in feng shui. The front door is a very important place when it comes to, that's where all your chi comes into your home. And so I open up my front door and I just invite positive things to come in. So I literally will open the door and I'll kind of move out of the way, like as if you're inviting, you know, a friend to come in or your pet to come in. This is one I learned from my feng shui master many years ago. She told me to do this and I've been doing it for several years and it works. It's so powerful. And I would just invite in wisdom, love, come on in, peace, joy, laughter, prosperity, abundance, fun memories, priceless memories. And I just invite all this stuff in. And I just, you know, I'll either say it out loud or I'll say it in my mind, but it's just that intention of like stepping off to the side and saying, come on in, positive energy, right? And you're just letting that chi flow into your home. Pretty powerful. Okay. The last one is getting good sleep. Okay. This is a good one for that positive energy flow because when we sleep, we're going into our subconscious mind. And when you're awake, if you're tired, if you're overwhelmed, if you're exhausted, that's the opposite of being in, you know, being filled up with positive chi, right? Because it's like taking that life force energy. And so getting a good night's rest is really important and really powerful for you to be supportive of calling in chi throughout the day as well. So it's an important one. There you are, my loves. So this week, start to practice calling in this chi and this positive energy flow. And sky's the limit. Let's do this. Remember, it's your responsibility. Okay. I was talking to someone recently about, you know, what's going on with you. I get on my calls with my weekly coaching calls with clients, and there's this one client, and she has been really delved into all the madness happening in the world since 2020. Now, I understand that because I've gotten, you know, pulled into things and I've looked at things, and it's important to do that at times just to kind of see where we're at with things and see where you stand on different issues. But she's like really in it, and she's waiting, you know, when I ask her, hey, what's going on with you? And, you know, she'll say, waiting for the world to wake up. And I'm like, honey, you're going to be waiting a very long time, because we do live on a planet of duality. And if you're waiting on 8+ billion people to wake up, you're going to be waiting your whole life. So don't wait. Don't wait on other people. Like, manage your chi. Okay. Find out where you have blocked chi in your home, in your body, in your relationships. Get that chi moving. And right here, right now, right here, right now, in what is it, July of 2022, have a fabulous life. Because if you're waiting on everything out there to line up and to heal and for things to become better and certain laws to be put in place, or, you know, certain systems to be broken down before you become happy and enjoy this life that you're living that is going by right now, then you're wasting precious time. So don't do that. Okay. Pull back your energy. Stand in your power and manage your chi. Much love to you all. Thank you for being here. Side note, I invite you to come and be a part of my Awaken group. We talk about this kind of stuff. I help you manage your chi, and we meet every single week. So it's literally $33 a month, which is an amazing deal for life coaching. Come join us. Click the link in the show notes and I'll see you there. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining.